Welcome back to It's Not You, It's Your Trauma, all things neglect, abuse, PTSD, anxiety. It's about uncovering the things that happened to us, the things we didn't get, how we got here, and trying to get back to our original, authentic self. If you want to find me on the web, go to joeryan.com/links. That has all my social media, past interviews, contact information. If you're interested in coaching, you're stuck, you don't know how to unpack the emotional confusion you're dealing with, go to joeryan.com/coaching. You can set up a free consultation. If you want a question answered on the podcast, go to my website and there is a link to leave a voice message. You can do so there. You can also find me on Instagram at Joe Ryan. All right, let's go. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about family systems again. I get a lot of emails about the family system episode, and we have a lot of new people rolling in all the time. And I want to just kind of go over a few of the things. There's just many systems in this world. There's a solar system, society system, circulatory system, family systems. Every place has a system. And when we're born into a system. You know, I look at it like it's been this long-running sitcom and all the characters are established and they all have their roles and then you just show up in the middle of this episode out of nowhere and everybody has their way of being. And you have to fit in somehow, somewhere, some way. There are certain emotions that you're allowed to have in the system. There's certain emotions that you're not allowed to have in the system. And we learn how to adapt. And the more toxic and the more abusive the system, the more repressed we were. There's certain emotions that I was allowed to have. I was allowed to be happy. I was allowed to be helpful. I was allowed to be pleasant. I was allowed to be well-groomed and polite. I wasn't allowed to be sad. I wasn't allowed to be angry. I wasn't allowed to be moody. I wasn't allowed to be mean. There's a split inside of me. I had to adapt and repress feelings and emotions because when I expressed them as a child, I got creamed. It's almost like a division of emotions. Every person should have all of their anger. In my system, and in most of our systems, one person had the majority of the anger, and they controlled everybody else's anger. So if one person has 80% of the anger, that's 20% left anger that's divided up between everybody else in the family. And people who have an abundance amount of anger and low impulse control are usually so overwhelmed emotionally that they can't handle these emotions in others. So when my anger came out, when my sadness came out, when my disobedience came out, it triggered an emotional response in my family. And because that person couldn't handle my emotions because they were too overwhelming, because they couldn't manage their own, I got beat, I got punished, I got humiliated, I got shamed, and I got abandoned. And I learned real fucking quick that if I'm going to survive in this place, if I'm going to somehow get some love, affection, attention, some applause, some positive mirroring, I need to take those feelings and emotions and I need to fucking bury them and never access them again. So I became a doormat and a people pleaser. And whenever I was disrespected, I would smile and say thank you. And this resentment and that anger and those emotions, that energy emotion just gets stored up inside of you. And it shows up as anxiety and trauma. And the way I coped was drinking, drugging. I was a nice guy, I was a model citizen during the day, and I was a raving alcoholic at night. I had to adapt to live in this system. A child needs positive mirroring faces. So if I do something that gets me slapped or that disapproving look or somebody emotionally cuts off and abandons and walks away from me, I'm not going to allow myself to feel those things. And by the time these things are in place, we don't even realize it. Whenever I feel sad, whenever I feel motivated, I feel shame and guilt and self-hate. See, I wasn't allowed to feel those things. And when I felt them as a child, I was verbally and physically abused and shamed for having them. So I internalize that critical parent and I carry it with me the rest of my life. And when I wake up certain days and I feel like absolute emotional shit, where I want to shut the world out, I want to lay on this couch and do nothing but numb out and wait for sleep to start over tomorrow, I don't accept those feelings. I shame myself for them. I come down on myself for them. I make excuses for myself. But I don't just sit with them, because it's a remembrance of childhood. That when I was this way, I was not lovable. Nobody is going to love me if I am sad, if I am moody, if I am depressed, if I am angry, if I am unmotivated, if I am not nice. So we gravitate towards the feelings and emotions that gave us the most positive attention. So much of my recovery has been learning how to get in touch with my anger. People disrespect me, and I don't realize it till 5 days later. And what am I going to do? Call the person up and go, you know, 5 days ago you said this and it pissed me off and it felt disrespectful. I mean, how out of touch are we with our emotions? People shit on us, we smile, and then we hate ourselves a week later when we realize that we shouldn't have put up with it. Getting in touch, our anger is our power. Anger is our protection. Without anger, we have no protection. Yet we fear the anger within inside of us because there's so much stored up. There's a part of me that feels if you tap my anger, I am going to lose control and my rage is going to become uncontrollable. Just like the people who raised me. When their anger got tapped and they got into their rage and they lost control, I was no longer human. I was an object. We fear what we've seen. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to do that to other people, yet I do it to myself emotionally day in and day out, and that's what keeps me stuck. I have this emotion rise up in me, and instead of allowing it to come up, I continue to suppress it and shame myself and hate myself for having it. I feel like I'm not good. It is the same exact feeling as being a child when it happened and they did it to me. I'm just doing it to myself. It's a way of not getting caught off guard. You see, it's a way of controlling the hurt and the humiliation and the shame. If I put myself down for having these feelings, I get to it before somebody else does. See, if I'm out with a group of people and I'm out and I'm miserable and I can feel my misery and they can see it and I'm off and I'm not the funny guy, I'm not the happy guy, I'm not that guy that I always had to be. If they see it in me and they make a comment, it brings up issues from childhood. So what do? I control that by doing it to myself. See, we're self-hating as protection. We feel we're not allowed to have our full range of emotions. I said this before in another episode. Part of my practice was I would wake up, and I always wake up groggy, and I'm never really in a good mood in the morning, so I can't be around people. I would have to wait until the brain fog lifted, my anxiety went down, my nervous system was regulated, and I was pleasant and happy and smiling and felt like I could face the world with that false self and that fake mask that I had to put on. Practice for me was going to the market across the street and ordering my egg sandwich, miserable, angry, unhappy, not paying attention to anyone around me, not caring what they thought. The anxiety that came up with me every morning when I left the house miserable was unreal. It made me want to drink and eat pills just to douse the flames of emotional offset inside of me. But I kept doing it every day. I made a point of getting up every day and making my bed, getting dressed, and instead of making coffee in my apartment, I would walk across the street, I would make my coffee there, and I would have them make me an egg sandwich, and I would do it absolutely fucking miserable. And unhappy and unpleasant. The thing that I taught myself was that I can survive being seen in ways that weren't acceptable. I don't need to do that anymore. I don't even think about going out no matter what mood I'm in. But that took so much practice, and it was fighting through those feelings, that shame in me, that I'm not allowed to be anything other than what I was told I was allowed to be in that family system. We all have roles. And with siblings, they compete, right? So I have two children. My daughter came along and she kind of set her flag and she became competent in certain areas and she got applause for certain things she did. And then my son came along and he did not follow in the areas that she followed because he didn't want to compete with her in that way. So he found other avenues to shine. See, I've always wondered how different their personalities would be if the birth order was changed. My daughter came into a system that my wife and I had, right? My son came into a system that the three of us had already had. He comes along and somewhere in his child unconscious mind, he sees where she's getting applause and attention. And then he goes over there and finds it in other ways. We all adapt to try to matter and have value and worth. Children don't know who they are without mirroring faces. So if you're doing things as a child that's giving you negative mirroring faces, you're going to stop. The thing is, we don't ever change that. We don't know who we are inside because we had to adapt to a system that was so fucked up and we didn't even know it, that we carry that system forward. When I had a kid, there was no privacy in my house growing up. I didn't even have a door on my room. And to me, that was normal. My sister had a door in her room, but she was never allowed to close it. So when my daughter got a little bit older and she started closing her bedroom door, I scratched my head. I'm like, why was she closing the door? Why would she want to do that? Why would she want to shut us out? Because that's normal. It's normal to want privacy and intimacy with yourself. My daughter has a decent relationship with herself on levels that I'll never have because she had that privacy. See, and I had a choice. I could have shamed her because where I came from, having doors closed was not acceptable. That's a choice that she had made. And I had to honor that or shame her for it. I honored it. It felt weird and I felt like I was being shut out, you know, and, you know, but that was my shit. I couldn't put my stuff on her. I had to allow her to grow into the person that she needed to become. And listen, in my family, you know, with my kids, I know there was a system. I know that they got damaged in certain ways. I didn't mean for them to get damaged by it. I mean, I wasn't as self-aware as I am now. But where I came from, that closing that door, you got shamed for. So you learn that that's not okay. So you have kids and you learn a certain way. If you don't do the work, you're going to shame them for the things that you were shamed for. It's about control and regulating and suppressing so that nobody in that system has a feeling that they don't like. You see, you became responsible for their emotional well-being. They couldn't handle their life. They couldn't handle what's going on in their world. I was an inconvenience. I was a problem. I was something that took time and effort away from their emotional well-being because they couldn't handle their own. So anytime I felt overwhelming to them, I was punished, beat, ridiculed, and shamed. So I learned to become invisible. Please just let me be here and don't hurt me or abuse me. I figured out what they liked, what they didn't like, and I became what they needed me to be so that they were never uncomfortable and never upset. I never lived within my own body. I took on their emotional well-being. I abandoned myself to give them what they need so that they didn't make me feel like shit about myself. And I never learned who I was. I tried to do this work having my family in my life, but I just couldn't. I couldn't block out the shame. I couldn't block out disappointing them. I got to a point in my life that nobody in my family should have ever been. Like, I was just bringing shame on my family because I was in bankruptcy. I lost my business. My marriage dissolved. I was in bankruptcy. Like, my whole world had fell apart. And my family was so shame-based that I had to excel. I had to be the shining star. I had to be an entrepreneur. I couldn't be a failure. And when I did, I couldn't handle their faces looking at me because the shame was compounded. You see, I was put on this earth for them. Their marriage, what they weren't getting what they needed. So they have children. And then the children fills the emotional needs of the parents that they're not getting in the marriage. You're emotionally incested. Your responsibility becomes keeping them happy, regulated, and filling their emotional needs. They got it backwards. They should be there for the children to support and honor and love and cherish and help them grow emotionally. It wasn't our responsibility to do that for them. It was their responsibility to do it for us. And they fucking failed. And we are left with this wake of emotional shit that we have to figure out and put ourselves through just to try to feel good, because we do not want to do to others what was done to us. So we become nice people pleasers, empathetic people who can't have anger and smile, let people treat us like shit, step all over us. And we keep looking for the one person that won't do that. That person is you. That person does not live outside of yourself. That person is within you. You have the power. You have the strength. You have the tenacity. You have the resilience to do it because you've already done it. You survived. The fact that most of us aren't dead in an alley with a needle in our arm is a fucking miracle. So stop getting down on yourself. Stop taking emotional inventory for other people. Build a relationship with yourself. It's painful. It is lonely. It is boring. It is tedious. It is painful. It is sad. But there comes a point when you start taking care of yourself and you start empowering yourself and you stop taking other people's inventory to feel safe and you start taking your own and you figure out what you need. And it doesn't look like what the rest of the world is doing. I mean, fucking social media is one of the worst fucking drugs on the planet. We are looking at all of these beautiful people. Look up any location on Instagram. You're going to see beautiful people in tank tops with abs and bikinis, and they're living this wonderful life. It's all bullshit. The difference between us and them is they're not in touch with their emotions. They bought into the system. They are playing the game. They're not real. It's all an image. It's all fake. It's all phony. And it all comes from shame. My family was so fucking shame-based that I had to excel, that I had to be a model citizen. That's why I was a drug addict at night and a business owner during the day. I look good on paper. They got to show me off. I got the applause of my family from neighbors and school teachers and all of that. I was a good kid. I was a hustler. At night, I'm eating pills and drinking booze and getting into bar fights because I'm enraged. And I didn't even know it. There was a split in me. It's merging those two, that false self, nice guy, people pleaser with your shadow, with that dark side, with the parts that no one sees, the parts you want nobody to see, where you go and you do it in hiding, and you're sleeping around, and you're drinking, and you're using drugs, and you're gambling, and then you're nice on the other hand. Those two, that war between those two parts, there has to be a marriage. You see, you are a good person. You are empathetic. You are caring. You are a people pleaser. But you also have darkness and you have rage and you're mean. They're like, those are parts of you. And when you cut them off and you don't incorporate them back in, they're just gaining strength over you. That's emotional heavy weight. You're not dealing with the shadow part. We focus way too much on who we needed to be to survive, and we cut off the parts of us we had to. We have to start integrating the parts of us that our family system did not allow. The life I'm living is nothing that my family would value. No matter how many people I help, no matter how good I am, no matter what I'm doing right now, it doesn't line up with them because they have to explain why I'm living this life. There's a life that they wanted me to live that I worked hard to obtain, but it's not what I wanted. And I did it just to feel loved. Love is an inside job. We have to go in and expose our shadow, see the feelings that we weren't allowed to have, and feel them and express them and live them and incorporate them back into us. Dismantling your family system role is becoming the parts of you that you want to live and dealing with the uncomfortable feelings of the judgment and the shame from your family system and the internal critical parent that still lives in you today. Thanks for listening. You can contact me at joeryan.com. Follow me on Instagram at joeryan. And if you want, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be great. All right, take care.